Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Sunday, April 23rd, 2023. So, did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And was it better than yesterday's?
Yeah, by an infinite margin, it was better.
Wow.
So I actually got a few of these right off the bat.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I finished it in about an hour, which is my average time. So yeah, pretty typical for me for a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I got it all filled out, and I could not figure out what my problem was.
Mm-hmm.
You have to guess where you think I was stuck.
Boy. Well, I almost had a little natick down in the lower left corner.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you were?
Yes.
Okay. I had trouble with the Steppenwolf author, 86 down.
Yep.
Who was Hesse.
Yes.
And the 106 across, Portmanteau expressions popularized by Tyra Banks, which was smizes. And then 97 across, twisted do, locks. So
yes.
I had, you know, so I wasn't quite sure so with that. But eventually I figured out it was Hesse.
See, what happened was I had this all filled out last night, and I couldn't figure out what the problem was. And I, you know, this morning I went through it again, and I'm like, what? I had H-E, so 97 across, I guess we should explain to our listeners, was Twisted Do. And I had, it's four letters, and I had it starting off with L-O-C. So I figured, okay, it's something to do with hair. It must be a lock, L-O-C-K.
Uh-huh.
So I had lock, I mean, And I had smizes, because that one, portmanteau expressions, it was expressions, so it was plural.
Yeah, so it was plural.
So
right?
I knew it had to end in an S, so it was smizes.
Uh-huh.
And so
yeah,
I
eventually figured that out. So
right.
Uh-huh.
I just was sure that it was lock. And as usual, when I get stuck in things like that, it's because I am absolutely convinced of something that is incorrect. And so I looked at it, and I'm like, what sort of a word is hexy? It's like, that's got to be, I knew it had to be wrong. I kept thinking of the head of the Fed. What was his name? Benke? Or Beneke? There was some sort of bigwig in government finance circles. In any event.
I know who you're talking about, but now when you say that name, no, I can't think what the real name is.
Yeah, I have that effect on people, including myself.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I know who you mean. I could picture him, so, but I can't remember his name.
Anyway, I, you know, if I saw Hermann Hesse, the name is familiar enough to me that if I saw the name, I'd be like, yeah, it's Hermann Hesse. And as soon as I took the K out, so that I had a blank square there, I'm like, oh, it's Hesse, and then I'm like, what is Locs, L-O-C-S? But at the time I was thinking that, the music was already playing. And so it turns out that has something to do with hair. And it took me a while to sort of put all the, to figure that out. Are you familiar, are you now familiar with Locs, L-O-C-S?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Where I didn't get the puzzle solved right away either. And what happened with me was the 70 down was disinfected, and I put sterilizes. And I should have put sterilized, because then 119 across, which was where that S or D was diurnal phenomena, and that was tides. And I had tices. And, you know, as I'm going through the puzzle, of course, it's right at the very bottom, so it just took me a long time to find it. But
yes,
I did find it there and changed, and then I got the music.
But at least you had the advantage of an obviously wrong word.
Right, yes.
You know,
yes, that's true. And, you know, I should have, it was past tense. I should have known
exactly
that it was sterilize, not sterilizes, but I was just filling it out quickly and made a little slip there. But anyway, yeah, that corner was just the only real part where I had a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It was a cute puzzle. I liked it.
It did have a theme.
It did. And it took me a while to try to figure out what was going on with the theme, but I will try to explain it as best I can. The title of the puzzle was Punctuation Matters. And the themed clues answers were common phrases, but it involved the use of an apostrophe, which totally would change the meaning of the phrase to answer the actual clue. So for example, the first one was 25 across. Oh, now I understand the significance of the troops' performance in Hamlet. And the answer was plays a trick, which makes no sense at all. But if you put in an apostrophe, then you'd have plays a trick, like a trick belonging to the play. And then that would be the answer to the clue. Oh, I understand the significance. You know, you figured out that there's some kind of trick in the play. So that was the theme. That's probably not the best example, but another one that's pretty straightforward, 41 across, watch out for that bully. And the answer was jerks around, which makes no sense until you put in apostrophe. Jerk is around, you know, apostrophe S is.
Right.
So jerk is around. So watch out for that bully. Jerk is around or jerks around. So anyway, that was the theme.
Yeah. Even with 25 across, that apostrophe S was for is. Play is a trick.
Oh, yeah, it is. Uh-huh.
It's not.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they did that multiple times. Like 70.
Yeah, the next one was 58 across. Everyone dislikes autumn now, and the answer to that was falls out of favor. But again, if you use the apostrophe S as a substitute for is, it would be fall is out of favor.
Yes,
which would be an answer to everyone dislikes autumn now, falls out of favor.
Yeah.
So punctuation is important.
Right. I found these to be quite subtle, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And uh-huh. So I didn't really, I don't know, somehow they seemed a little less punchy than, for example, the awesome Thursday with the clues that you had to rotate 90 degrees to read.
Yeah, that was pretty overt. But anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it was kind of a typical Sunday, you know, there's going to be some kind of little fun or trick, and this was a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm. Well, my my view of this is tinted somewhat by my inability to solve it for about half an hour. So,
oh yeah, uh-huh.
Or tinged, I should say, rather than tinted. I was looking at the word tint though as I was thinking that 28 across window treatment.
Yes.
I thought that was one of the easier ones for me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's see. 67 down. We haven't seen that, I think, for a while. That was Bert of Cowardly Lion fame, Lair, L-A-H-R.
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a pretty common answer, but yeah, I haven't seen it too much lately.
I can remember a long time ago when we were working on the crossword and maybe doing the, I'm not sure if we were doing the podcast at that time, but I remember you knew that name and
yes,
it was sort of a revelation to me. So, cause I'm not, you know, a huge, fan of what was that?
Wizard of Oz.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, the lion.
Let's see what else was interesting here.
One that, kind of at least that for a bit, was 109 across. Many a Mormon, and it was Utah. Not Utahn, but Utahn. U-T-A-H-N. I've never seen a person from Utah referred to as a Utahn. But I guess that's a word.
Well, I mean, yesterday we discovered the existence of Junoites. So
yes, well, this is sort of along the same lines.
Yes.
But I don't even know how you say that. Utahn?
I would just sort of ignore the H and just say Utahn.
Uh-huh.
If there's anyone listening to this podcast from Utah, and yes, that would be, in other words, if you are a Utahn, could you please drop us a line and tell us how to pronounce Utahn? Feel free to include a voice recording, and we would be most appreciative.
Yes,
again,
very much so.
Crossword podcast at iCloud.com would be the way to send those audio clips of you saying Utahn.
Uh-huh.
Because I bet it's going to be different than how I just said it.
So, another one that was kind of a puzzler to me, and I probably could look this up somewhere, but it was that 105 across the portmanteau expressions popularized by Tyra Banks. Smizes.
Yes.
What is that, a portmanteau of?
First of all, I would like to point out that on behalf of the French, who get really short shrift in the New York Times crossword these days, I believe it's portmanteau. At least that's how you would say it in French.
Okay.
You know, because E-A-U, like water.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It means to smile with your eyes. And I think the phrase first got started around the time of COVID, when everyone was wearing masks, and so you couldn't see them smile, but you could just sort of, maybe from crinkles around their eyes, tell they were smiling.
Oh.
I believe that's the origin of it.
Uh-huh.
So, let's see. In that same general area, 94 down, was ready to play catch, say, was gloved.
Yes.
Thought that was sort of an interesting use of the word.
Yes, I don't know that I've ever used that word. Are you gloved?
Are you gloved?
Wouldn't you just say, do you have your gloves on?
Mm-hmm.
Are you gloved? Yeah, that's kind of different.
45 down, I always get suckered in by this blank dash B, and so I went for plan B, but it's oral B.
It's always oral B, yes.
Yes. Yeah, I guess if it was plan B, it wouldn't have a hyphen.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
68 across. That was somebody who I did not know, that being Lisa with the with the 1994 number one hit, Stay, I Missed You. Lisa Loeb, L-O-E-B.
Lisa Loeb.
Did you know Lisa Loeb?
I did.
Hmm.
I did. Mm-hmm. But I don't know much about her. I just knew that she was a performing artist.
I wonder if she had a beer named after her. I guess that would be Michelob.
no, I don't think so.
I sort of liked 11 down. That was, well, that's awesome. And the answer was, oh, yay. It sort of got a sarcastic air to it there. Oh,
yeah.
Yay.
Uh-huh.
You know, I
mean. Well, and then they also had 89 down. Thanks, Captain Obvious. No, duh.
Yes.
so yes, several expressions in there.
They did have a 12 down. Stillmatic rapper was Nas.
Yes.
Which was good. Yes. And an eight down. Korean word for cooked rice was bap.
And I have heard that word, but I didn't know what it meant. I heard it, you know, in Korean dishes, but I didn't know what that meant. But now I do.
Yeah, it's a good thing that 8 across that ran into the B of BAP was rank for Porthos of the Three Musketeers, Baron.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm like, it's got to be Baron.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, that kind of came through pretty obvious. Mm-hmm.
I was pleased to see my namesake appear. 39 down, family name synonymous with wealth in early America, Astor. And
yes.
So To explain that to the listeners, we once went to an exhibit about the Titanic, and they were giving out tickets, and your ticket would identify who you were, and I got John Astor. So apparently,
that's right.
The wealthiest person on the ship.
Uh-huh.
That didn't get
and
me
you've
any.
Never forgotten that.
It never got me any deal at all in the museum gift shop. I'm like, uh-huh. Come on, I'm the wealthiest person here. Give me something, but that didn't work.
But I believe you died, right, on the Titanic.
I made the ultimate sacrifice.
I don't think you survived.
No, I did not. Which is sort of.
I did. I played some chambermaid or something, but I got off.
Really.
Uh-huh.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm hoping not to repeat that.
You know, they failed the white folks with the women and children first. So.
Yes. Millionaires last. I don't know if that would be the same thing these days. I suspect that if there was like a disaster, that the helicopters would come for the billionaires right away. Let's see. Underdown, where at is at, and the first at is the at symbol above the two, and that was email.
Right.
I thought that was sort of cute.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There wasn't a lot of humor in the grid, I thought, today.
No,
but doesn't
it was
have
still to, entertaining in its own way.
Right. I mean, they did have 10 down, find hilarious was roar at.
Yes.
Which I find that sort of hilarious, but.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I think that's probably it for today. So, Thanks everyone for listening. That is the end of our crossword solving week. We'll be starting a new one, I guess, tomorrow. And Remember, again, you can always send us feedback, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. We love that. You can also say hi to us on Facebook. Just look for Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Right.
And that is it for today. We'll see all of you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.